Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 19 to 31. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Kevin Werner, Risen Savior Lutheran Church, Manteno, Illinois.
In his play Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare once famously asked, "What's in a name?" It's a great question, an important question. Everyone loves to be remembered by name. The sophomore in high school who has a crush on a classmate who is uncertain if she even knows his name is overjoyed when in passing in the hall she calls him by name. The low-level employee in a quite large corporation who desires to move up the ladder is wonderfully surprised and more than a little hopeful when at the annual Christmas gala the CEO passes his table and greets him by name. The returned visitor who is looking for a church home, who has been in the divine service only once in this particular congregation, is made to feel quite at home when not only the pastor, but more than a few of the members remember him by name. Two men are the focus of the narrative that Luke shares in our text. The first is a rich man, the second is a beggar. The first eats and sups sumptuously day after day, the second is glad to be thrown a scrap. The first man received many good things throughout his life, the second not so much. In fact, so helpless was he that he struggled to keep the dogs from his undressed wounds. Now you might think that God's eternal favor rested on the rich man. After all, he was showered and graced with blessing upon blessing. However, to think that God's eternal favor rested on the rich man would be a mistake. We can assume, I think fairly safely, that this rich man had fallen prey to all sorts of covetousness and saw his life consisting in the abundance of his possessions. He is one who undoubtedly laid up treasure for himself and was not rich toward God. For we all readily understand that where one's treasure is, there one's heart will be also. Whether it was possessions or not, he had ignored the word of God and turned his back on him. We know of his unbelief for at least two reasons. One obvious, the other perhaps not. First is where we find him at the end of the narrative. Where was he? He was in anguish. He was in flame. He was in Hades. Can you imagine the torment? It was so horrible that he begged Abraham to send to him the beggar that he might dip the end of his finger in water and cool the rich man's tongue. But of course that was not possible. A great chasm existed between the bosom of Abraham and this place of torment. He would eternally endure the consequences of his unbelief. But there is another reason why we know that the favor of God did not rest on the rich man, but rather on the beggar. Did you notice something quite interesting about the two men? Many miss it, I think, but I believe it is more than a little important. The rich man is given no name. While the beggar is not only called by name, his name has great meaning, for the name Lazarus literally means one whom God helps. Now, did the rich man have a name? Of course he did. He had undoubtedly made quite a name for himself in this world. Everyone remembered his name, perhaps because they wanted to be invited to his banquets. While everyone else might have known and remembered his name, God did not. And so his judgment was just and devastating. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Yet, the beggar upon death was carried by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. And therefore, it's not at all a coincidence that in the narrative which Jesus tells, we are also told his name. His name is Lazarus. No, this is not the same Lazarus whom Jesus raised from the dead. Same name, different person. Nevertheless, what is important, I think, is that Jesus includes his name. It's important because Jesus remembers his name. Not only does he remember it, he calls him by name. For so one of his prophets had prophesied so long ago, but now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name. Or again, from the Apocalypse of John, Jesus says the following, the one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I believe that is why we are given the name of the beggar. His name was remembered by God. He was called by name by Christ. His name is included in that wonderful book of life. And this, dear Christian, is what I pray you will take with you today. In your baptism, God called you by name. Not only did he put his name on you, he also called you by your own. He knows your name, and by his Spirit he has included you and all those who have called on the name of the Lord. For all who call on his name will be saved. So rejoice, dear believer. Rejoice that with Lazarus your name is written in his book. Rejoice that you are saved in the blood of Jesus. Rejoice that with Lazarus you are called by name.
We thank Pastor Kevin Werner for today's meditation on God's Word.